Good morning and welcome. Good morning. I love that song. Does anyone know where that came from? Right? PBS Civil War. I remember that. Is that right? Yep. PBS. So if you watch PBS Civil War, the history on that, that's the song, Ashokan Farewell. A great way to start our service this morning. Well, welcome to peace, or should I say welcome back to me. Just want to say thank you for all your prayers and concerns over the last couple of weeks. We are very thankful where we're at today. The beautiful gift of Miles and also Alicia, she's doing better too. And I wanted to just send you greetings from the Lucky household. They say hello. They're playing hooky from church today. So they may do that next week too. We'll see how it goes. But definitely, it's so wonderful to be uplifted in prayer more than anything else. So we want to say that. That's just a wonderful thing. We felt the prayers. We really did when we were in the hospital. So thank you for that. And then to come back and everything's running so smoothly. The council meets. I have no idea what they talked about. Probably talked about me. The elders go out and visit people and make connections. It's great to hear about that. So I think I'm going to take a couple more weeks off. This is great. My office got remodeled. Did a lot of that. I know people painted, so thank you for that. You're welcome to go in and check it out too, by the way. So just walk right in and walk around. It's really, I think, inviting. And that was what the idea was. You're welcome to come in, sit down, talk, have some coffee, and hang out with the pastor. So it's just great to be back too, and we've got a lot planned today in our worship service this morning. I'm just going to highlight those before we get to some other announcements. The first is that today's special, as you already probably recognize, the youth are leading us in worship, in song, in reading, in sharing the children's message in so many different ways. So that's wonderful. I shared it right before Sunday school. I just want to tell you what someone said to me out in the community, not a member of our church. I was getting the car seats fixed for our car for baby coming, and I said, I'm the pastor at Peace Lutheran Church, and they said, I love that church. I came to your Christmas program, and I love how your church, you incorporate the youth into the worship. She loved that, she said. So it's good to hear that that word of affirmation out in the community, and we're seeing it today with the youth leading us in worship. We're thankful for that. Also, we're going to commission and install our church officers. I hope you remembered that, church officers this morning. Also, those that are on the council. We'll do that right before the offering, right after the creed. And I'll invite you forward for that. And then the final thing is we have a special guest here this morning. Jennifer Hansen is with us this morning from Love, Inc. Great to have you here, Jennifer. Love, Inc. is one of our significant partners here at Peace, and we have asked Jennifer to come and share with us how we can deepen that partnership and pray for them and fill in gaps for them. We're so thankful for you being here this morning, Jennifer. So those are the announcements that I have. Looks like George has some. I'll pass it off to George.
We have a couple of quick announcements for you. First of all, for those of you who purchased pies for the youth fundraiser, we would like to have you bring back the glass pie tins once you've finished your delicious pies, and if you can leave them in the kitchen, we would greatly appreciate it. The second announcement I have is that the church council is about to begin the process of a capital campaign to raise the needed funds to expand our parking lot. We are seeking volunteers who would be interested in serving on a fundraising committee for the parking lot. So if you would be interested in serving, please either see myself or Bob. Thank you.
Witherly's got an important announcement, I think.
In a couple of weeks, Philomath Middle School will be having their annual spring musical, and this year it's going to be Aladdin, based on the Disney musical Aladdin, so that is always fun. We have three of our own youth who will be performing. And so I wanted to give you those dates if you wanted to go and support them. Next Thursday, there's going to be kind of a meet and greet the characters. It's a tea. It's sort of designed for children ages 2 through 12, so kind of a young thing. The characters will be in costume going around serving tea and cookies, and then they'll perform a couple numbers just to get everybody ready. So that's next Thursday. It's $5 to get in, and it's at 4 p.m., and that will be at the high school in their auditorium. And then the play itself will be March 7th and 8th and 9th, so Thursday and Friday night at 7 p.m., and then on Saturday there will be a 1 p.m. performance and a 7 p.m. performance. And so we'd love to have you there, and that's $7 at the door for that.
We're going to email that out too, so that way the congregation knows when those performances are for Aladdin. Bruce, Chef Bruce.
You know, it's almost embarrassing how much fun it is to cook almost 100 freezer meals. And last week I mentioned that we're pretty well stocked on soups and stews, but we needed to make some space and time available for casseroles. So yesterday, the theme was casseroles. And I mentioned some of the casseroles came to be with help from Love, Inc., because they made some food available to us to make those casseroles happen. So here's the lineup. The top two shelves of the freezer, soups and stews. The bottom three casseroles, such as chicken spaghetti casserole, beef spaghetti casserole, meatloaf to die for. Mm. Well, maybe don't go that far. But potatoes and ham casserole, chicken taco casserole, and an unusual one, a vegetarian special, stuffed shells with the three Italian cheeses. So if you're starting to feel not quite, you know, make sure you get to the freezer before you succumb. So thank you for all your help and support. It's really appreciated.
Thanks, Bruce. Yeah, good job. Yeah, thank you very much, all those who participated.